Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad that you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration. The Lord Himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Isaiah 7:14. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, town in Bethlehem, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Mary, do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." Luke chapter 1, 26 through 35. Isaiah, the prophet of God, lived 700 years before Jesus was born. Within the inspired writings, God gave to him the voice from heaven declared the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ through the virgin birth. The promise of God would be fulfilled. The Messiah would come and salvation with him. Mary was chosen by God to serve the Lord. She would be with the mother of God's Son. The miracle birth would take place in Bethlehem of Judea, as was foretold. Our Bibles witness today of the prophetic coming of our Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. By faith, we place our hope in the salvation that is proclaimed in the name of Jesus Christ, the crucified and risen Son of God. To this very day, we bring our message of hope in His blessed name. We pray that all who listen will hear the heavenly message and believe in the everlasting life for our soul.
There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, hope for sinners slain.
Thank you,
stand in glory.
reason of the season of celebration is the faith and hope that is found in the biblical record of the virgin birth. It never fails to be as new this season as in years gone by. We believe the biblical record and accept the reason for Jesus coming to save us from our sins. The celebration of his birth holds great meaning to us. The angel appeared to Joseph once. He knew that Mary was expecting a child. The visit of the angel was to give witness to him that Mary had not been unfaithful to him, but rather that she was with child by the Holy Spirit. The angel repeated the words written centuries before that the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and that they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Joseph took Mary to be his wife and kept her a virgin until after Jesus was born. We repeat the account because we want everyone to hear the good news. The night Jesus was born, angels appeared in the sky, singing praises to God. The shepherds heard the good news declared to them as they watched over the flocks that night. The angels' words were, "Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." And the heavenly host sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." The birth of Jesus sets him apart from all other humans. The Apostle John does not share the announcement of his birth, nor the details of all the things that surrounded his birth. John records the coming of Christ by identifying him as the Word that became flesh. The Apostle John's testimony tells of the Creator becoming part of the creation. John begins his gospel account writing, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." From that introduction of Jesus as deity becoming flesh, the eyewitness account reveals his sinless life, his purpose in coming to die for sinners, and the victory over death and the grave. The promise of giving eternal life is held in the hand of Jesus. He truly is the resurrection and the life. How Jesus came into this world, how he lived without committing sin and giving of himself to be sacrificed for sins, can only be celebrated by faith. The many miraculous signs and wonders that are recorded in the gospel accounts are not all that Jesus did. However, the ones recorded have a purpose, and John wrote, "Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." Today, as we bring our message, we are seeking to instill faith through the Word of God, believing in Jesus, born of the Virgin Mary. And it sets us apart from those in the world who do not have this faith. Our celebration of his coming to earth is an expression of our faith that Jesus is God's Son, born through the virgin birth by the power of the Most High God. We can rejoice and praise the Lord for the joy and the peace found only in our faith and hope in Jesus. I pray that you share this faith with us, that we claim the saving grace that he has offered. If you have not come to know Jesus and his gospel, the truth, we not only pray for you, but we offer any assistance that we can provide to help you know the Lord. May we share together the grand celebration of Jesus and his marvelous, wonderful birth.
Lord of heaven and earth,
Lord of all creation,
Lord of heaven and earth,
Lord of all creation.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today. Please join us again next week as we present Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.